I know your wife is dead now, but how old was she?
Who?
Your wife.
My last wife? She was 62.
And when did she die? Last year?
No, last year in February. Next month she's going to be a year on the 6th.
And was she Catholic also?
Yes.
Now, did she ever go to school?
In Mexico.
So where was she from?
From Lampazos, Nuevo León. Lampazos, Mexico. But now, about 2 or 3 years lately, I make her to go to Ed Olson school, you see, and he learned enough English to pass the examination for American citizen. So she became an American citizen.
When was that?
Let me see. Wait a minute. Let me show you her certificate.
Oh, yes, sir, I see. This is interesting. So she became an American citizen in 1970. Yes, sir. Now, that's very interesting.
She couldn't speak much English, but she had to learn some about government history and things like that, because she had to know about all those things. They had to pass the examination for American citizenship.
Yes. Now tell me, sir, tell me about some of the different kinds of foods you have here.
What?
The food you eat. What are the different kinds of foods you have here? What do you have for supper?
For supper? I mean for food. Yeah. I used to eat anything. Why can't we put on a regular diet?
What's your favorite food?
Meat. But now, due to my bad teeth, I cannot eat much.
What do you eat then?
Huh?
What do you like to eat now?
Well, it's some vegetables, soups, all kind of soups. And the East food, you see, that's what I eat most.
Do you make soup?
Yes, I know how to make them, but right now my daughter-in-law is doing the cooking for me, so you better ask her.
Well, I want to know how you would make a soup.
Hmm?
What would you put in a soup?
Vegetables, pieces of meat, things like that, you see.
Well, what different kinds of vegetables?
Carrots mostly, cabbage.
And what else?
Well, sometimes when they are available, from turnips and things like that, you see.
And what kind of meat would you put in there?
And I like in the soup, you know, with the squash. You like it?
I like squash. would you put any other things in there, in the soup?
Well, like I said, when they are available, that's about all we use here to make soup with. Sometimes when it is time, we put some air corn in.
What about tomatoes? Do you put any tomatoes in there?
Well, tomatoes we use them for mostly for salads and some other kind of food, you see. We don't use them much on soup. We put tomato soup, all right, you see.
How would you make that?
We just buy them.
Do you grow vegetables here?
Well, they grow sometimes, but they don't grow much here now. They used to years ago, but now after they built the dam there, they're much difficult to get water from the Boundary Commission, things like that, you see. And all the farmers in here, they are a big concern there. For some reason or another, when they turn the ones, the people are the only one who can do the farming here because you know, they have cost of labor. You have to create modern machinery to do the work with.